This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and yesterday I was honored to be in the Bob Pompiani Golf Tournament, his 34th year, and helping Partners for Quality. And in the middle of the golf tournament, the word came down, Staler's made a trade. Who? Minka Fitzpatrick. Where's he going? Back to Miami. Who we getting? Well, let's talk to Brian Batko, who's the beat writer for the Post-Gazette, who joins us. Brian, that spread like wildfire throughout this golf tournament, and with a lot of Steeler-related people involved, it was fun to kind of watch this thing grow and get reaction. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Yeah, I think yesterday was maybe the most I can ever recall of people sort of texting me, you know, friends, family, what is going on? What is happening? Can you believe this? What am I going to do with my Minka jersey? I just bought one last month. So, yeah, it was a wild day in Steeler Nation for sure.
Yeah, so how big a surprise was this, or did you sense a trade? And if so, did you sense that happening with Minka Fitzpatrick?
Well, I think there's a few levels to it. On one hand, I'm never too astonished by anything this Steelers regime does after the last few years and some of the moves we've seen. You know, Kenny Pickett getting traded away after a couple of years, although I think we now know that he was and he sort of preferred that himself. But other big moves that they've made, Aaron Rodgers signing, of course. I would say, though, I wasn't stunned that they wanted to go out and acquire the two players they did from the Dolphins, because Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith are two really good players. The Steelers haven't been reluctant to add older veteran guys who are accomplished and, yeah, sort of put some pieces around Aaron Rodgers here. And I'll say also, though, I was shocked that Minka Fitzpatrick was the player going back to Miami. It just wasn't on my radar at all that they were sort of ready to move on from him, and maybe he was ready to move on as well.
Curious that he's going back to Miami, because clearly they traded him after two seasons to the Steelers. But that said, so who we getting? Tell me about these guys, Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, to your first part there, though, real quick, it is a completely different coaching staff down there. It was Brian Flores, actually, the former Steelers defensive assistant, too, who I think Minka sort of butted heads with over his usage. So maybe it will be a different change of scenery for him. As far as who's coming back, yeah, Jalen Ramsey, like Minka Fitzpatrick, a three-time All-Pro, considered one of the best at his position, a top-five pick once upon a time in 2016 by the Jaguars, but he's already on his fourth team. I think he's somebody who's got a lot of versatility, and the Steelers are going to want to use him all over the place, which I don't know that Minka always loved that approach from them when he was here. So that could be one of the reasons for that swap. And the other is tight end Jonnu Smith, who that's what he's listed as, but he really lines up all over the place. You know, he's kind of like a big slot receiver almost. He does stuff out of the backfield. He'll chip an offensive lineman and then release and be a good safety valve for Aaron Rodgers. So he's coming off the best year of his career, production-wise, even though he's about to turn 30, and probably most significant to the whole thing, it was really Steelers offensive coordinator Arthur Smith who turned Jonnu Smith into the player that he is today, and Jonnu Smith helped Arthur Smith become one of the best play callers in the league when he got a head coaching job from the Falcons.
What does this mean for Pat Freiermuth?
You know, it could be good for him because I think anytime there's another player there to attract attention away from the opposing defense and allow for you to win one-on-one matchups yourself against a linebacker or a safety, that's a good thing. But also, at the same time, he is now no longer the highest paid tight end on the Steelers roster. He's no longer the most accomplished tight end on the Steelers roster. So will the pecking order shift a little bit? I think that's what we are all eager to see and find out once they get into training camp. And then certainly once they get to the regular season where suddenly Aaron Rodgers has a lot of mouths to feed, so to speak, with DK Metcalf, Jonnu Smith, Freiermuth. And that's to say nothing of, I think, a Steelers philosophy that is be a run-first identity and always establish the ground game week in and week out.
We're with Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette. That said, Brian, let's talk about Jalen Ramsey. I always thought he was a terrific defensive player. He comes with a little personality, too. Any concerns there?
I don't know. I think that's a fair question when a guy is on his fourth team and he wanted out of Miami. Miami didn't really seem to care to try to mend fences there, and he was only there for two seasons. And the weirdest part of it all, Larry, is less than a year ago. I mean, last September, you know, right on the cusp of the regular season starting, they made him the highest paid cornerback in the NFL, a 3-year, $72.3 million extension, and it was $24 million guaranteed. Normally, those are two sides that are, you know, all is well, and you're planning on being together for a while, but it fell apart quickly there. Obviously, the Dolphins didn't have a very good season. That could be part of it, but, you know, Ramsey won a Super Bowl with the Rams, so he's been to the mountaintop, and I think he's a long way removed from some of the more controversial moments in his career, which mostly centered around being part of a Jaguars team that he didn't feel that he was appreciated there, and, you know, he sought greener pastures, got him, and now he's, you know, entering his 30s and with a completely new franchise, and like I said at the top, maybe a new role in this defense.
Steelers still have the highest paid defense in the league?
Yeah, they do. They've got a lot of big money guys at every level of that defense, from Cam Hayward to TJ Watt. Alex Highsmith got a second contract. Patrick Queen at the time was their highest paid outside free agent when they signed him a year ago. Now you swap out Minka for Jalen Ramsey, but it's still paying a lot of money to a defensive back. And Darius Slay is here on a one-year, $10 million deal, fresh off his Super Bowl victory with the Eagles. And at age 34, they are hoping a lot of these players with long, lofty resumes still have some gas left in the tank.
Any word on TJ Watt, speaking of?
No word. All is quiet on the Watt front. I think everybody around the league is curious where that's going to go. I still tend to think that, you know, I think the Steelers are an organization that the whole reason why you make all these moves is to try to win big games with Cam Hayward and with TJ Watt. And I say all that, though, with the caveat that I probably would have included Minka Fitzpatrick in that sentence if you would have asked me this time yesterday.
Well, the reaction from fans continues. Read all about it in the Post-Gazette with Brian Bacco. Always appreciate your time, Brian. Thank you.
Sure thing. See you, Larry.
Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons coming to Heinz Hall Sunday, January 20th. Plus, one of our winners this week will receive the grand prize of a Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons special box set. We're supposed to talk to Frankie. We got to lock that in. Meanwhile, 412-922-1020. Caller number 7 will make you a winner. 412-922-1020. and a chance to see Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons again. Heinz Hall on Sunday, July 20th. Big Girls Don't Cry, and every Tuesday we talk to the big girl, Lynn Hayes Freeland, live from Atlanta, Georgia. Have you ever seen Frankie Valli?
And that is so not true.
In the Four
Seasons? I have not, but I know the song well, and it's just not true. Big girls do cry.
Yeah. Guys do, too, but we just don't. We like to hide it a lot. It's an old macho thing, right? You're not supposed to show emotions.
Well, I think we all like to hide it, but, you know, we're now living in this enlightened age where we're supposed to be able to acknowledge we're in therapy, acknowledge that we cry. We're just supposed to put all these emotions out there.
Yeah, but guys still tend to not do that. Just as a stereotype, you know.
Without a doubt. In fact, this Saturday on Minority Health Matters, a show that I do on Saturday afternoons on KDKA, that's exactly what we're talking about. Men coming to terms with their emotions and being willing to admit that they're struggling.
That said, you can see Lynn on your radio. Actually, you go to kdkradio.com. We have a live stream, and we've added KDK Radio's YouTube page. Ask you and encourage you to subscribe. We thank Metropolitan Window Company for making that possible. So, Lynn, a lot to sort through. Where do you want to start?
You know what, Larry? This is not something that you've touched on today, but it's kind of weighing on me. I've noticed both here in Atlanta and in Pittsburgh a spike in violent incidents and a spike in young people, teenagers, being involved in these incidents. Then I came across an article this morning that said there basically were no more summer jobs for teens. And I wonder if there's a connection there. I wonder if there's a correlation, because when I was growing up and my kids, summer jobs were a big thing. You know, you started in March or April securing that job for the summer. You got a little chump change, took you off the streets, kept you busy. And with the economy the way it is, eliminating these summer jobs leaves a whole lot of kids out here with nothing to do.
Well, you bring up an excellent point. And that has been an issue in downtown very recently on top of all the other issues that have been highlighted, particularly by Marty Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I'm talking about groups of teens roaming around the city at night, frightening, you know, people that are just downtown trying to enjoy themselves, you know, and I don't know how you get a grip on that.
Yeah, I don't either. But I mean, the more I thought about it, I remember my earliest summer jobs. I remember the things that I learned in terms of responsibility and getting to a place on time and honesty and, you know, phone manners, etiquette. You know, those are all things that I learned from my summer jobs. So now you've got this whole generation of kids that may not have that experience. Now they're out of high school. They have no idea what it means to go to work, to have a job, to get up on time and have accountability for their behavior.
So what do we do? I mean, that may mitigate it somewhat, but it's still an issue regardless. So what do we do?
Well, you know what? I don't know that there is a silver bullet for that. But I do believe that our kids need something to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Smaller kids, I know that this is an ongoing complaint from some communities. They don't have a playground. They don't have a swimming pool. Now, I understand there have been some issues at the swimming pools, too, with kids. You know, we used to roughhouse. I guess what's going on now is something altogether different.
Part of the problem there is parents are just dumping their kids off at some of these pools unchaperoned, and you have young people just, you know, free-for-all with no responsibility. So a couple of the pools, they've asked now that they have to have chaperones if they're 16 and under.
Yeah, and I've been curious. I said I was going to make a couple calls because I'm curious to see if the parents are showing up or if they just have a fewer number of kids at the pool.
You know where else they do this in the fall? At Friday night football games. Some parents think of that as, hey, if this is a babysitter, we'll just dump the kids off at the game, young kids, and we'll come back, you know, late in the game and pick them up.
I was going to say, you know, and most of these kind of kids, these age kids, have cell phones. So the parents, you know, they're out somewhere. Hey, call me when you're ready for me to come back. So, I mean, we can talk about the behavior of our kids in general, but we probably also need to take a look at our parenting skills as well, because there are a lot of parents out here that aren't parenting. There are a lot of kids out here that are so young, they don't know how to parent. And none of that ends well for us.
And, you know, we skew an older audience, and I make no apologies for that, because the older audience has the experience. They've gone through these things. They're trying to, in many cases, help or raise their grandchildren.
Sure.
They have more disposable income than their kids and grandkids, so they're the ones deciding and making purchases, and a lot of the responsibility has fallen on them to pick up the pieces.
Oh, you know what? A friend of mine once said to me, if I'm driving down the road and I see the traffic is backed up and I call you and say, don't go that way because the traffic is backed up, and you go that way anyway, you're not listening. You're not paying attention. And I think that applies to parenting and grandparenting. You're right. I mean, we've lived through a lot of these things. We know there's a lot of things that don't have good outcome for this generation. The consequences could be the difference of life or death. So when we share this information, we got to figure out a way to get their attention.
Well, that said, this is an ongoing issue around the city with a lot of young people running around unchaperoned right now.
Let's get some summer jobs for these kids. Like I said, I remember my earliest summer jobs, and they all played a role in making me who I became.
What else is on your radar?
What else is on my radar? I saw, the minimum wage in Pennsylvania. What are the chances? I know debating that now. That's an issue that I've really felt strong. And I get it hurts small business owners, but I really think it's time for an increase in the minimum wage. Does it look like that's going to happen in Pennsylvania?
Maybe. I mean, let's see. Pennsylvania minimum wage, for those that don't know, and let's be honest, a lot of people don't know because it doesn't apply to them. Pennsylvania's minimum wage, and this is shocking to a lot of people, because what happened, as you know, during the pandemic is that companies actually had to keep raising to get people to work for them.
Absolutely.
The minimum wage is $7.25, and there is no schedule increase to the minimum wage yet. Some legislature members are proposing it, but here we sit at $7.25. So you work 2 hours to get $15, and what does that buy you?
And that's before taxes. That's before taxes.
And the other thing is, a lot of young people are not being taught simple, basic financial responsibilities. They have no idea. They think everything comes out of a card and have no idea what goes into fulfill that card, if it's a debit card for a bank or a credit card, who's paying the bill?
Yep.
Guess who? Grandma. Grandpap are paying those bills in a lot of cases.
You're right. You're right.
All right. We'll be back with Lynn Hayes Breland in a moment, and we'll take the air chair. We'll check in with him in this half hour. We continue our Tuesday conversation with Lynn Hayes Breland. So, Lynn, you look like you're all dressed up. By the way, you can see Lynn on our live stream at kdkradio.com. You going somewhere fancy? You got the pearls out and everything.
The YouTube channel, Larry. I mean, you know, if we're going to be on YouTube, I got to look the part, right? I can't continue with these pajama tops.
There used to be a day, obviously for many years, over a century, where radio, you were heard and not seen. And now that's not the case here for the last few years with our live stream. So I applaud that. You're probably someone that still dresses up when you fly in an airplane.
Let's say I do the makeup part, but I dress comfortably. I think that, you know, traveling these days, because you never know what's going to happen. You could have a layover at some airport. There were folks stuck here in Atlanta like 2 and 3 days after the storms rolled through here last weekend. So you never know. So I definitely dress comfortably.
All right. What else is on Lynn Hayes's radar?
Well, I'll tell you what I've been thinking about a lot lately. You know, I never appreciated fireworks in Pittsburgh like I do now. Fireworks are a big deal in Pittsburgh. And I don't know if it was because of the proximity to Zambelli and Company. And they were at one time the big fireworks people. But the fireworks here are nice, but they're nothing like the fireworks in Pittsburgh. And you guys have music to go with them. It's an event. They're nice here, but not Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and it's because of the families that came from Italy to the north around Newcastle and Youngstown, the most famous name, Zambelli. And I think they wanted to make sure if they did anything local that it was a notch above whatever else they were doing. That said, there's a little bit of a challenge because of cost for some smaller communities this year. Because China apparently stopped manufacturing fireworks for a couple of months with the tariff situation. People weren't buying. And then I guess July 9th is the next harbinger of what's going to happen next with the tariffs. But that'll be too late for 4th of July fireworks.
For 4th, yep. Mm-hmm.
One of the coolest things I ever got to do was fly home from Baltimore, which is a very short flight. I was in Ocean City one summer, and I was by myself, and it was just around 9:30, and I saw fireworks from 30,000 feet all over the landscape, which was one of the coolest visuals you can ever imagine. But Pittsburgh does it upright.
Yeah, and like I said, the music adds a lot to it, and I'm glad that you guys are involved in that because it just changes the feel of them too, you know? I don't know why.
We're the official soundtrack of this year's fireworks once again for the city of Pittsburgh. And we have a bunch of events that start on 4 o'clock this year, though they moved everything to the North Shore because they're working on Point State Park. But they still have, you know, the fireworks in the barges. It'll just be.
You're right. And you just can't watch them from the point.
Well, they got to get used to it because they're going to have to put a lot of people there in April when the draft comes here.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I think that's one of the most exciting things that I know of coming to Pittsburgh, happening in Pittsburgh, that has happened in a long time. I have had people from all over the country call me in Georgia and say, hey, will you have access to tickets? Are you going to be part of the media? How do we get there? And I'm like, you guys are on your own.
You better start
working those angles now.
Try getting a hotel room.
I'm sure they're all booked up. Yeah.
Even now, I'm thinking of turning my house into an Airbnb.
Well, you know, people do that all the time, and they make big money doing that. Now, I'm not sure how your wife feels about that.
You want some stranger in your house? No. Yeah, I wouldn't be good with that, and I wouldn't want to stay in a house that has people in it either, conversely.
Oh, no.
But to your point, people do it. They'll rent out a room, and I've never done an Airbnb. People who have done it told me it's been by large a success for them as individuals.
Right.
I'm not there yet.
I have stayed in Airbnbs, especially when we travel as a big family and there are 10 of us, 12 of us, and we all want to stay together. We have used, you know, large houses, and it's worked out well. Now, I would never put my own house up for an Airbnb, but, you know, people have properties that they use strictly for an Airbnb. They don't live there. They bought them and set them up to be rented out. So,
yeah, I have a friend.
I'm guessing people.
He and his wife bought and refurbished a home in Manchester, and they did it up nice. They did it up right, and they utilize it year round as an Airbnb. And I said, well, how often is it rented? They said, almost all the time, because people can walk to the stadiums in the North Shore.
Right.
And bike trails and all those things that a lot of us just take for granted. People from out of town that come here seek, and, you know, the price is right compared to a lot of hotel rates.
Absolutely. And when I was in Pittsburgh, I lived in a section of Oakland, big houses. My next door neighbor had an apartment on the third floor. They turned that into an Airbnb. And because we were walking distance, basically to Pitt, to UPMC, to CMU, they stayed booked year round. And some of their people would be like doing internships at UPMC. So they would book it for 6 months, you know, like a short-term lease. So it can absolutely be profitable. But again, I think you need that separation from your space and their space.
All right, Lynn, well, enjoy your holiday. You're going to be in Atlanta?
I am going to be in Atlanta. I live not too far from Stone Mountain, and they do a big firework display at Stone Mountain. So I think that's going to be on my radar this year.
And we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. Have a good one. Have a happy 4th.
You too. Lynn Hayes Breedland on the Big K Morning Show. Coming up, we're going to check in with Marty Griffin, and we'll get the latest on the commute. And we're looking at the radar now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.